Hello, my name is Carlos, and today we're talking with people in New York about some local issues. Can you be so kind, share your opinion, and be brief? Are you registered
okay.
to vote in New York?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And, sir, the next question is just for statistical purpose only. By no means we're trying to insult your intelligence, but do you think yourself as a male or a female?
Male.
Thank you, sir. Now, moving right along. May I have your zip code, please, just to make sure we're reaching everybody?
10940.
Oh, 0940. Thank you, sir. And, sir, are you – I'm sorry. Okay. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age? I mean, the year of your birth. Okay, thank you.
71. 71.
Thank you, sir. Are you Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
And is your race white, Caucasian, black, African-American, American Indian, Asian?
White. White.
Thank you. Thank you. And politics today, sir. Do you consider yourself to be a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent? How do you consider yourself?
Republican.
Republican. And do you consider yourself
yes.
a strong Republican or not so strong? Okay.
I guess strong.
It's strong, thank you. And no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Can you please rate the amount that you think your vote has from 0 to 10? 10 means a lot of power and 0 means no power.
What's the question again?
No matter how frequently you vote on the election, but how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that are important to you? 0 means no power, and 10 means a lot of power.
Well, because the state is primarily Democratic, and I don't vote that way, because what I vote doesn't matter.
But how much power do you think your vote has and things that matters to you? From 0 to 10. 0 means no power at all, and 10 means a lot of power to make changes on issues that matters to you.
Maybe three.
Thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but what if the November 2024 election for president were held today? From who would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third-party candidate Jill Stein, or undecided?
Trump all the way. He's made your economy better. Of course, he did it last time, so why would I not vote for him? No?
And who would you vote for? Another political office, but not for president? Or you not vote at all
Trump.
In the upcoming election?
For president.
Vote for Trump? President. Okay.
Yes.
I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote to be a representative in Congress, the Democrat or the Republican?
Republican.
Okay. Here's three statements. Can you please indicate which of them is closest to your own view? I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal. So which one of those three statements is closest to your own view?
Second one, two.
Number two, okay. And based on what you know, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in New York when it comes to abortions legally? Abortion is legally and available in all cases in New York. Abortion is illegal and available with some restrictions in New York. Abortion is banned with a few exceptions in New York. Abortion is totally banned in New York. I'm not sure.
So what I believe it is now?
Yes, sir.
I think it's number two, I think.
Okay, thank you. Now, how concerned are you about abortion? Yes, sir?
Did I end this?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, sir. So you said number two, abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in New York?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I think, yeah.
How concerned are you about abortion access in New York? Are you very, somewhat, indifferent, neither, not very, or not at all concerned?
I'm concerned.
Very,
somewhat? Very concerned.
Very. Okay.
Very.
And as you may know, ballot measures, I propose laws that the public votes indirectly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure on your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects their right to abortion? You heard a lot. Here's some heard only a little or heard nothing at all.
I guess a little.
You heard a lot, a little. Nothing at all?
Not at all. Nothing at all.
Okay. based on what you know, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or are you undecided, or you will not vote on the ballot measure?
No, definitely no.
So, vote no?
Yes.
Or on this vote no, okay. And here's the text proposal number one. The amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November 2024 elections adds a certain protection to the state bill of rights. Adds anti-discrimination provision to the state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender, identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in your state constitution. The vote leaves these protections out of state constitution. So a no leaves these protections out of the state and just puts them in the constitution. What would you have?
No.
Okay.
No.
Thank you. And after reading the ballot measure language, if the election were held today, would you vote no, right, on that one?
Yes.
Okay. What values are behind your current decision to vote no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Can you please pick two values at the best? Describe the values behind your decision from the following list. Family, parents' rights, safety, personal responsibility, responsibility to women, distrust of government, empathy, protected life of abortion children, goes too far, faith in God. Any of those values?
Faith in God. And what was the second one? Read the second one again.
Parents' rights, family,
no.
Safety, personal responsibility.
Personal responsibility and belief in God.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, moving right along. Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure on your state this November makes you more or less motivated to vote, or does it make no difference on your motivation?
Well, I'm going to vote regardless. I'm going to vote anyway.
So it makes no difference. If you learn that a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, will that make you more or less likely to vote for that candidate, or does that make no difference on your likelihood to vote for the
candidate? I would not vote for him. If he supported abortion, I would not vote for him.
Okay, so less likely, right, to vote for him, much less likely?
Yeah, I don't care what party he is. Less likely.
Okay, if you learn the candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does that make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
Oppose what measure?
The abortion measure?
Are you opposed to abortion?
No, see, they vote yes, it will push the rights of the abortion in the Constitution on New York, and no, it means it takes it out of the Constitution. Now, if you know the political office, a candidate for political office opposed this ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate?
I'm not sure.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, to the best
I don't think I understood the question really.
I'm sorry. I can read it again if you like. Or we can move right along.
Okay. Move on.
Okay. To the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be legal nationally with some exceptions? Or want your state to decide on their own abortion laws? What do you think?
I think it should be legal everywhere. That's my personal opinion.
Accessible nationally, okay. And to the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Or they want to be a ban abortion without exceptions? Or they want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions? Or want state to decide on their own abortion laws?
Well, I think the traditional is banned completely, but I think nowadays they're more with the states decide.
Okay, so the states be the ones that decide. Okay. And how
I live in a state that will accept it, so I'm going to leave here.
Now, how about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, or want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, or want abortion to be legal nationally with some exceptions, or want the state to decide on their own abortion laws?
Well, personally, national Yeah.
Okay. When thinking about the to vote for in the race for the United States Congress, how important is to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it a requirement? I would not vote for a candidate who doesn't share my opinion on abortion. Very important.
That one right there.
Yeah, okay, thank you, sir. Now, when thinking about to vote for the race for president, how important it is to you that the candidate shares your opinion on issues on abortion? A requirement, I will not vote for a candidate who doesn't share my opinion on abortion. Very important, somewhat important, neutral, somewhat unimportant, or very unimportant.
Very important.
Okay, thank you. And, sir, I appreciate your patience on the line. We're almost done. You will now hear some information, our conservative policy agenda called Project 2025. They answer some questions on it. Now, Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president. They outline a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication, abortion access to the mail, or based on what you just read, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Do you feel very favorable, somewhat, neutral?
Neutral,
okay. And have you learned, if you learned that the candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda and opposed the abortion ballot measure in your state, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate? Or it does make no difference on your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
I'll probably vote for more.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. And here's some statements real quick made by people who support Democrats in the abortion ballot measure. Can you please rate the statement? How convincing is this to both Democrat candidates and guests on the ballot measure? For all the women in our lives, we have the responsibility fight to protect their ability to make their health care decisions. They are best for them. That means voting for Democratic candidates who prioritize women's reproductive freedom and voting yes on the ballot measure that protect abortion access. We own it to our daughters, sisters, wife, and friends to make sure they can make decisions about their own bodies and life. Now, is that very convincing? So what? Not very or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing. Not at all.
Okay. And Republicans, once this November, they plan to enact Project 2025, which includes a national ban on abortion and monitoring people's pregnancies. This is why we need to protect our reproductive rights by voting for Democrats up and down the ballot. Passing the abortion measure.
I will not do that ever.
Not convincing at all, is that statement?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Now, here's some statements made by people who support Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure. Deeply rate how convincing it is to vote no on the ballot measure. Now, science tells us that the unborn babies are human beings with a heartbeat who feel pain, make fists, have facial expressions, and their organs are fully formed and will continue to grow. And voting for Republicans who will protect these unborn babies. So is that very convincing? Somewhat? Not very?
Very
convincing. Very good.
Very
abortion laws should be decided at the state level. I'm voting for Republicans who want the less states determine abortion policy, not the president and Congress. Very, somewhat? Not at all? Oh, not very.
Very, very.
Americans want to common sense position on abortion. That is why I voted for the Republicans who support reasonable exceptions to abortion bans, like when a woman's life is at risk, someone is raped, or the victim of incest. It varies somewhat or not at all?
Very.
No matter how frequently you vote on the elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Can you please rate the amount, the power you feel your vote has on the scale from 0 to 10? 10, a lot of power. 0, no power. From 0 to 10?
I'd say like maybe 1.
1, okay. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for who would you vote? The Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third-party candidate Jill Stein, undecided, would not vote for other political office. How would you vote?
For Trump.
Okay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that the state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or are you undecided? Or you would not vote
no.
on the ballot measure?
Oh, no.
You vote no or undecided?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote? The Democrat, the Republicans, or the candidate, undecided?
Republicans.
Okay. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? Some college?
Master's degree.
Thank you, sir. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Divorce.
Thank you. Okay. Here you go. Okay. Ben, sir, are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Straight.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or you were not able to vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump,
Trump.
Someone else?
Trump.
Okay.
Trump.
And last year, that was 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. 55 to 64, 65 to 74, 75 to 80, 85 to 90, 100 to 249, 250 more.
100 to 249.
Thank you, sir. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. This concludes the survey. It's been a pleasure. Enjoy the rest of the evening. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.